The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
The Democrats are really self-destructing, and many constituents are losing confidence in their judgment. George Murtha wants the troops to leave Iraq at once. Nancy Pelosi agrees with him, and Howard Dean says we can't win the war in Iraq. Liberals protect the rights of criminals, but they ignore the rights of victims. Now they believe that our military is cruel to captured terrorists. Islamic terrorists slice off the heads of their captive victims. Where's the outrage about that? Congress just crafted into law gentle parameters for our troops to abide by while interrogating the captive enemy. This is crazy. It's also demeaning and insulting to our troops. Unlike the fanatic insurgents, our troops are not barbarians. They are civilized, trained soldiers who love our country. They must have the freedom to use their judgment in fighting this war while confronted every day with the new phenomenon of the suicide bomber. There is no level playing field, so they must not be forced to succumb to the boundaries of the politically correct. The elimination of terror in interrogation sounds noble, but it doesn't work unless both sides agree. The enemy is laughing at us. About Abu Ghraib, as a result of the foolish and reckless judgment of a few soldiers, the American and European media have had a field day dissecting this unfortunate episode, and they kept it alive for months, much to the detriment of the morale of our troops. It should not have happened. What was done to the captive detainees was shameful. But the embarrassment endured by those detainees pales against what the terrorists do to our captive soldiers, like slice off heads. Again, where is the outrage? Why are we so concerned about how the world, especially the Europeans, view us? These countries always dislike us, and now they judge and set moral standards for our behavior and that of our military, while at the same time they decline to get involved. This is war. It's ludicrous for us to be obsessed with not offending countries like France, Germany, and Russia, who all joined forces with the scoundrels Saddam Hussein and Kofi Annan to steal billions of dollars earmarked for the hungry of the world in the oil for food scandal. Where is the outrage there? Now the Congress is involved in the execution of the war. What a bummer that is. By making laws to not use terror to obtain valuable knowledge from the enemy, knowledge which could and does save many lives and could possibly bring an end to the combat sooner, all this ties the hands of our military leaders, and that's idiotic, and it demeans our generals. To the Democrats who are shamelessly politicizing this war by their endless negativity, I say, back off. Let the troops do their job. Stop with the gloom and doom which continue to delight and energize the enemy. And to those who stoop to call our president a liar and a fool and other derogatory names, I say, you will never regain political majority and power with those tactics. And that's why I think you are self-destructing. When you demean the presidency, you demean yourselves and you demean our country. Shape up. Get a grip. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.